Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 17th of August, 2021. We have the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and we got it coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Fitbit fans, yeah, we got some leaked images that made its way online. 5 images, in fact. What those images show is apparently Fitbit is preparing an update to its line of charge fitness trackers. Now, mind you, these images are actually just renders, but we're still not supposed to be seeing them. But they are showing the upcoming Charge 5 model. In fact, it looks like it shares designs with Fitbit's recent Lux tracker. You might remember that. That was released just back in April. There's slim panels on either side of the device, and it looks like they're going to offer capacity controls. It would be the first time Fitbit has put capacitive buttons. They did it on Charge 4 and Fitbit Sense. The biggest change, however, though, we're seeing with the Charge 5 in these renders will be the addition of a color screen, which most fans have been clamoring for. We can only hope that these renders will actually come true when we see the final product. All right, I know there's a lot of Apple users and Windows users out there, and even though iCloud on Windows is not the most glamorous experience, at least now you can manage your passwords. Yeah, if you sync your iCloud passwords with Windows, Apple's now new dedicated iCloud Passwords app is now going to give you a lot less headaches when you try to synchronize the two. The app, which comes with the iCloud for Windows 12.5 update, will actually let you now search through your saved passwords. You can actually update them, even add new ones. Once you get everything all set up with the new app, you'll be able to access it through the Start menu, and you can make any changes to your passwords that you need there. Of course, once you do that, those changes will then be synced to all of your Apple devices as well. Now, even though the new app isn't fully featured and nowhere near what it is on the Mac side, at least it's a little bit of an improvement for Windows users, particularly the ones that gotta hop back and forth between a Mac and a Windows machine throughout the day. If you're into GPUs, well, you just might be into Intel's new Intel Arc. That's right, Intel is going to enter the battlegrounds with the PC gaming GPU wars. Intel's Arc-based GPUs will be available in both desktops and even notebooks, although not coming this year. They should be introduced sometime in 2022. Basically, they're aiming to compete with AMD and NVIDIA. Unfortunately, though, to compete, we need to know those specs, and we don't know those yet. Nothing is known about the performance of the new Intel Arcs. All we've got is a teaser video from Intel, pretty much just showing a prototype of what's to come. We do know the Intel Arc GPUs will be capable of mesh shading, variable rate shading, video upscaling, and even real-time ray tracing. Plus the all-important AI-accelerated super sampling. As far as when the full details will be coming our way, we should be getting those sometime this year, although Intel is still yet to give us a date on that. And finally, hey, if you don't feel like using your hands with your Android phone anymore, yeah, you won't have to. Well, at least pretty much. By all the looks of it, in Android Beta 12, you can control your phone now with your face. Yes, the beta version of Android Accessibility Suite, which we told you about last week, has actually arrived on the Pixel handsets, if you wish to try it out, including that all-new way of controlling your phone. It's actually called Camera Switches, which basically lets you use your face gestures to complete a number of actions. Say you want a certain app to detect, say, when you smile, or maybe raise one eyebrow, or both eyebrows. Well, when you do that, that app will launch. Camera Switches is all built upon the Switch Access features you probably realized in the Android Accessibility Suite, letting you interact with your device without even having to touch the touchscreen. Of course, this can also be done via an external device as well, such as a keyboard, a USB, or even Bluetooth connection. And will definitely give developers all the more game developers to build upon when we finally do see the light of day of Android 12. Happen to have a story and no one else is listening to you? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website located at britishtechnetwork.com, that is where all the BTN content lives. It's also where you can help the new show stay alive. Each and every month, we need your donations to keep this show going. And we need your help so we can stay on the air. So please, if you haven't already, head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. There you can make a monthly donation for the new show, or if a one-time donation works better for you, you can do that by going to PayPal. paypal.me/British Tech. And thank you so, so much for your generosity. It is so greatly appreciated. You can hop on our Facebook page too and give us a like there at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech and be a part of our BTN community today by simply going to our Slack room at britishtech.slack.com. The news show back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.